MZTV.
From the clinic in Lima, Peru, the one I had my operation in and spent a couple days in recovering, I'm back here. Had a complication. It's called seroma. You're going to love the details. Everything's fine. Greetings to you all. My throat is somewhat improved. It's wildly improved from Tuesday night, which was ground zero of everything. It seemed to me like fever, pain, swelling, and that's why I had to go back to the clinic. But anyway, I know this is, again, this topic sucks, but I have a really amazing spiritual point for you. I talk funny. I'm just noticing. I mean, my face looks a little thinner because the doctor came in to treat the seroma. It's a swelling, and he pushed some crap out. Pushed it. I guess it was underneath the lymphatic area. He pushed this stuff out, and I got a drainage thing here. They have to change this every once in a while. Don't worry, you won't have to see that. Again, I feel like I have 3 used gym socks in this side of my mouth. But the swelling is going down very slowly. And I'm not happy with God at how slowly human bodies recover from trauma. I think it should have been a little faster. Couldn't you kick up heart recovery from 6 months to like 2 months? Couldn't work that out. I'm being facetious because, of course, God does exactly the perfect thing. So let's review. Let's see. We had the blood crisis of Saturday. You saw that glorious picture. I was told that apparently not all of that was blood. Some of it was serum, my mistake. And I'm a good clotter. Thank you very much. I've always tried my best to clot with precision and determination. And then there was a blood crisis too of Sunday, which happened while I was awake. These weren't as bad, but they were like almost like just opening the mouth and blood coming out. Not good. This went hand in hand with the earthquake, 6.1 on the Richter scale. That was Sunday. On the third day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a terrible infection with pain aplenty. It's called seroma. This happened Tuesday night, actually. I was ready to make the show. I was feeling good. I was going to make a show Tuesday night because I want to make a show every day. That's what I do. It's just my job. It's just my job. People say, Martin, give yourself a break. It's my job. I serve the saints. It's good for me, too. And then I started sweating profusely. And then I was cold. Then I was hot. I knew something was going on. And the throat was just killing me. Couldn't even swallow. And when I say it is impossible for me to even think of making a show, that's where I was at. It was such a joke. My determination was blasted out of the sky. God leveled me. God took me to ground zero. And really, I guess I had some pride in saying, yeah, I'm going to show out during my convalescence. God says, don't be so sure, Zender. Took me to ground zero. No show today or the day after. And if you want to know what a seroma is, no one described it better than my sister Kelly. She sent a email out. Went out today. Today's Thursday, I think. Email went out today from Kelly. And she told you all about the seroma. On the homepage, you'll see a link to an email she wrote And there's a recorded message from me that I recorded from here, I think, last night. I don't know. Maybe it was last night. I recorded it. I don't know. In short, seroma, that's S-E-R-O-M-A, is accumulation of fluids, fat, serum, and lymph in an area of the body where trauma or surgery has occurred, usually from being in a recent, I can't read my own writing, usually from being recently a recent surgical wound. Yeah, and you get the drift. Surgical wound. I mean, I was a perfect candidate for a seroma. I don't know if it's a seroma or it's just seroma, but I was a numero uno candidate, and I guess it's not that unusual. Seroma victim should expect swelling, check, fever, check, pain, check, 10.5 on a scale of 10. And so I had a terrific home nurse who was working with my wife, Maria. Pilar was the name of the home nurse. Cute girl, too. Just really sweet and nice. And Maria, too. And they really got me through that. And let me tell you, Sebastian, my son-in-law, has gotten me through a lot, too. He takes care of me. I think I mentioned that in the email message. Even when he has to work, he'll sleep lightly next to me before we, like, hired the nurse. So I'm just so well taken care of. It's ridiculous. I'm such a blessed man. I am so blessed, really. So next day, right to the clinic. You got to go back to the clinic. I agreed. For me to agree to come back here, I knew I wasn't ready. So came back here. The doctor started pushing the goop out, explained everything about what the seroma was, pushed the goop out, taped it up, new round of IVs. And that brings us to last night. Maria's here. I started feeling better last night. Deteriorated a little bit today, but Sebastian, Pilar, and Maria were all here last night. I'm at the same clinic where I had the surgery, but I'm not in the same room, okay? Okay. Let me look at my notes here. You may speak quietly among yourselves. We decided that we can't fly back on Saturday. It's too soon. That was the plan. The doctor said 10 days post-op. Get the hell out of here. But even the doctor agrees. He goes, no, I'd rather not deal with any more complications. I mean, I would rather deal with complications here than to have you go to the U.S. where I have to start from scratch with a new doctor. And the reason I left the U.S. anyway was that I couldn't get timely service because of the nature of my healthcare plan. So we're going to delay the flight probably 5 days. We're going to have to book our Airbnb another 5 days. Fortunately, it's open. It's available, which is good. I didn't want to start from scratch. Listen to what the doctor, I don't want to name him. I don't know why. He doesn't want to be famous because anybody on my show is instantly famous. You know that. Listen to what he said to Maria. He said this in Spanish. She told me this later. He said, you must be a witch. What, he hates my wife? He thinks she's mean? No, because he followed that up with, you must have a crystal ball. And then he said, if you had waited. See, I'm very emotional. very emotional about all this. He said, if you had waited one more month or even 2 weeks, this cancer could have spread to the bone, and at that point it would have been inoperable. And more drastic means, as drastic as this is, more drastic means would have had to have been taken, and it could even have been fatal if we had not come to Peru when we did. I'm not completely blaming the medical world, because I procrastinated for a couple months. I got to run around for 2.5 months. So half of it was me, half of it was them. But this should have happened 2 months ago. But if we had waited another month, this would have been a far different situation, said the doctor. That's why he said to Maria, you got him here in time. You must have a crystal ball. I told you how, when she said, this doctor says he can do it on the 9th. I said, let's go. I knew then that action had to be taken. I couldn't wait for my June 30th appointment, the closest, nearest appointment I could get from a doctor in my network. In my network within miles. Hard to believe, but true. We couldn't even get a consultation, like I said, until the 30th. So this whole thing's been an act of God. Not only in that aspect, but also friendships have formed here. And family members have become closer with each other also. And I love seeing that. It's one of my favorite things. Here's a spiritual lesson. This is very important. In Matthew 23, Jesus said to the Pharisees, you clean the outside of the cup, but inside it is full of greed and self-indulgence. I think some translations there might say self-righteousness. First clean the inside, then the outside will be clean. You know how it is in the USA. I'll just give you one example. I mean, the American culture is everything has to look good on the outside. Not too much care is taken on the inside. It's all the outside. We have the cleanest, most beautiful, the most architecturally beautiful schools in the world. And yet, by objective research, we have the dumbest kids in the world. We're producing the dumbest kids in the world from the finest buildings in the world. China outdoes us. Japan outdoes us because they actually teach the kids. They're hardcore teachers, and they do this in Spartan buildings with no frills, no gargoyles, no freaking whatever they put on schools today. And in this country, we are all about name brands. I mean, I've always made fun of the American culture for this, you know. Gucci, Nike, Abercrombie and Fitch. You'll never see me wearing any Nike logo. Oh, let's not forget Michael Kors. And the people wearing these clothes are generally, not exclusively, I can't make broadly exclusive accusations, but they're wearing the designer clothes possibly, and I think in a majority of cases, not all, to make up for something inside. Or the guy who drives a sports car It has to rev the engine and squeal the tires. Something missing there, eh? Something missing there. The hospital systems. I'm going to be careful here because I have many friends, and many subscribers in the medical field, and I love you all. So I'm not going to make broad statements, but generally speaking, our hospital systems, shiny, clean, polished on the outside, and then you got your name brand hospitals. You got your Sloan Kettering, Cleveland Clinic. I worked for 3 years at Altman Hospital. If you're in the Canton, Ohio area, Altman's the big name there. I used to work there. And I'm not saying that all these systems fail. I'm just saying that there are places where you can get even better quality care at a fraction of the price. Yes, I kind of sound like, apply it to clothing. Can you get the same quality clothing at a fraction of the price? Yeah. Ever hear of an outlet store? But some people, they won't buy a Gucci item anywhere except a Gucci store. They wouldn't be seen in an outlet store. It's beneath them. This is the culture we're dealing with here. As far as the fancy schools we have, ever hear of homeschooling? A fraction of the cost, in some cases, but the quality of education is hands-on by the parents. And how about naturopaths instead of hospitals? There are so many alternative medicine places now. I just had to get some done quickly. I didn't have time to experiment. I should have tried that months ago. I really should have. Gone the naturopathic way, but it got to a point where I had to have surgery. So I'm really going against my own, you know, instincts here, but it had to be done to save my life. To save my life. So I'll tell you a little secret about Peru. I don't know if I'm even supposed to say this. I didn't realize this. There's a secret system here in Peru. The doctors here, doctors like mine, they work at the top clinics in Peru. But they have an option. They have an option to work like under the table or underneath the system at private clinics like the one I'm in, where they get paid in cash. It's like money under the table. It's not like this is illegal. It's just accepted. It's just the way it's done. If you want good surgery done inexpensively, you talk to that guy because he knows Dr. So-and-so who works at the name brand clinic. But if you're willing to go to the McDonald's clinic or the Kmart clinic, where I'm at, you know, then he can get it done at a fraction of the price. He's willing to get it done at the fraction of the price. Helps him, helps you, helps everybody. That's the secret, the private clinics. It's an accepted way of doing business here. And we know exactly how, now we get to our favorite topic, organized religion. We know exactly how that works. The buildings polished on the outside, but greedy, self-righteous on the inside. And the people too, in their Sunday best, in their best clothes, and yet inside full of hypocrisy, distension, self-righteousness, all the ugly things of humanity, believe in their beautiful Sunday clothes, in their beautiful new church with the new carpet, the new organ, the new worship team, the new youth pastor, believing in a God who will torture most of his creation for eternity. But people are impressed by the name brands. They're impressed by the clinic, the clinics, by the hospitals, by the Sloan Ketterings, by the Cleveland Clinics. How do you like our new carpet? How do you like our new worship band? And yet down the street from the church, at one of the shittiest coffee houses in the city, sit two guys at a rickety old wooden table who are members of the body of Christ. And they are discussing the glories of God and Christ. And they have the words of Aeonian life. None of this is known by the people down the road at the United Banana Republic Church of Holy Nike Reeboks. They don't know anything about that. You only find that at the shitty coffee house. Let me tell you something about the clinic. When I walked in this clinic, I have to tell you, I think that 95% of Americans, when they walked into the clinic I'm in today, when I came here for tests on Monday, 95% of Americans who walked in would have spent 30 seconds looking around and walked out. I was even tempted. I looked around and I said, "You got to be kidding me." She said, "Just wait, just wait, just wait and see, wait and see." The service was fantastic. We didn't have to wait. We got in for this test, for that test. They gave us forms to go to another clinic of like constitution. This is why I got in here so quickly. Because not many people want to come here. That's why there was an opening. That's why I had surgery done to save my life. And I got it in time. I got it in time. I'm happy I stayed with it. I mean, yeah, this place looks like, I don't know, an abandoned Kmart with rooms in it. But the people are, I can't tell you how sweet the people are and careful and how nice they make the beds and how pleasant they make the surroundings. They really do their best. It's an efficient, genius system for humble people who don't care about the name brand places. I still got the name brand doctor, because that's how it works in Peru. I got the name brand doctor, but at the Kmart clinic. You see how that works? You see how that works? If I'd caught this sooner, I might have had time to wait 2 months to get this done at the at a five-star clinic here in Lima. But I would have waited. The thing is, you have to wait for those clinics here in Peru too, just like in the U.S. Just like in the U.S. This hidden health house is what I call this. This hidden health house here in Peru was hidden for me. It's a God thing. God is doing all of this. It's hidden for me. But it is hidden from people who will probably die, literally die, waiting to be tended to by a world-class doctor at a respected, world-renowned clinic. Many millions will die in the fancy brand-name churches while salvation lies within the walls of the shitty coffee house 5 doors down. That's where Ionian life is, 5 doors down, and yet millions by millions are dying. In the brand name churches, the denominational churches, the churches with the best music, the best worship leader, the best organist. And every one of those people, had they been so inclined by the Spirit of God, could have pulled up a creaky wooden chair at the coffee shop of no reputation and received words of Ionian life by God's hidden and humbled servants.